French fries, potato chips, and other deep-fried foods are dripping with saturated fat. Eat too much of that admittedly yummy stuff over time, and there's a good chance you'll find yourself in a head-to-head battle with cholesterol. When LDL cholesterol, the bad kind, builds up in the arteries, it creates plaque, a hard, brittle substance that can clog arteries and result in stroke and heart disease. Now, we're not completely at the mercy of plaque buildup. Scientists have been experimenting with fumagillin, an antibiotic known to stop the growth of blood vessels that nourish arterial plaque. There's a downside to fumagillin, though. When taken at the doses needed to treat serious plaque buildup, it can cause brain damage. The challenge for scientists, then, is to find a way to administer enough fumagillin to take out plaque without damaging the brain. Researchers at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis have found a potential solution, nanotechnology. Using microscopic nanoparticles, which are basically very, very small spheres, the researchers have devised a way to deliver small but effective doses of fumagillin directly to where blood vessels feed artery-clogging plaque. In a study on rabbits with clogged arteries, the scientists used nanoparticles to deliver doses of fumagillin 50,000 times lower than a regular dose. Yet the nano-delivered medicine worked just as well, reducing the growth of plaque-sustaining blood vessels by up to 80%. Using fumagillin in targeted doses to treat humans is still several years away. With further tests, though, scientists are moving closer to combating plaque by using smaller doses to achieve big results. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Patrick Winter at Washington University. I'm Yael Cassander.